Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Hi, Igniters. Today's guest is Jill Hartley. Jill's a declutter coach, consultant, speaker, and co-contributor to the book Extraordinary Businesswomen. She is passionate when it comes to empowering busy, time-poor, stressed businesswomen and mums to declutter and organise their lives. She empowers her clients to take control of their clutter by bringing her toolbox of fresh new ideas, systems, and individualised plans to clear not only their physical space, but also their mindset and guilt around getting rid of the stuff that no longer serves them. Hi, Jill. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, Leanne. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I'm excited to hear your story. So shall we get started?
Yeah, sure.
Excellent. All right. So do you want to tell us where you've been or what's actually happening for you right now?
What's happening for me right now is my decluttering business is expanding, and as in more and more people are hearing about me and asking for my services. And I'm also going down the track of studying the behaviours behind clutter and why we feel this need to buy stuff that we don't really need or want. It's really a self-medication thing. I'm noticing, you know, people are still unhappy, but they seem to self-medicate with stuff.
So do you want to tell us a bit about your story, where you've been, how you got to this position?
Okay. I got into decluttering kind of by default, really. I mean, I'd always been a tidy kid. I was one of those, when I was a little girl, one of those little girls that had all her dolls lined up and they were all dressed, and if it was winter, they were dressed in their little winter outfits and, yeah, crazy stuff like that. And my dad was in the army, so he was quite regimented, and so I think I got that from him, whereas my mum's quite the opposite. And I just didn't like all the clutter that was in the house, that you had to step over things and don't fall over that and break it and stuff like that. So it was something to me that I think came naturally, being tidy and decluttered, and I didn't think any more of it. And then when I was actually working in a nursing home just after my marriage broke up about 10 years ago, and I was put on light duties, and in a nursing home there's not very many light duties to be done, but the manager at the time decided I was capable of cleaning or tidying out the pan rooms, which is where they, you know, they get rid of all bodily fluids and things like that, and really horrible job. And I went in there and wasn't happy about it because I felt like I was being punished. And I went in there and I just noticed that it was chaotic. The girls would come in, and because I was in there, they expected me to do everything for them, and no one knew where to put anything or whatever. So I got in there and I thought, right, I'm going to show you to the manager. And I was thinking towards the manager. So what I did was I went down to the reception and said, have you got a label maker? So they did. So I went back and I got the label maker out, and I put labels on every shelf and cupboard where exactly everything went, like you would do maybe with a child in a school, you know, this is where this and this goes. Tidied everything up and made sure everything was in its place. And what I found was the girls were coming in and they were putting things where they had to go, and they knew, oh, I've taken the last one, it has to be restocked. And I remember hearing one of the girls saying to someone, you better not leave that there because Jill will be in soon, or Jill's in and she'll have you for that. She's, you know, she's not cleaning up after you, that's not her job. And what the other thing that I noticed was the girls were a lot happier. There wasn't this bickering and backstabbing, oh, she's always does this and everything else. And the girls had more time to spend with the residents, just a few more minutes, which is, you know, which is really nice. So productivity went up, and even the happiness in the environment went up. And I kind of like didn't think any more more of it because I mean, at that time I was with a coach and I was looking at for something else to do because I knew that I probably wouldn't get back into doing the work that I was doing. And she kind of came up because she knew that I was really organized and she came up with the idea of the decluttering. And it took me a while to kind of go, who do you want to pay for something that people do naturally anyway? But yeah, here I am and the business evolved from there basically, yeah. And I love it. I love seeing when people realise just how much time and energy and even money they're saving, the look on their face is like, wow, you mean I've got all this time on my hands to go and do what I want to do, play with my kids, and I'm not yelling at my kids because everything's organised. So, yeah, it's just I love doing what I'm doing.
So was there a tipping point for change at all for you when you thought, okay, that's it, I'm leaving that job and starting my own business?
As a part of the injury, I was subject to quite a bit of bullying, workplace bullying, and I just decided I felt that I couldn't do any more in there to make any differences to people's lives. And I thought I can do this and I'm still making a difference to people's lives and I'm doing what I love. And I think the other thing was as well was I could choose when I worked and what hours I worked and could do the other things that I was interested in as well. So that for me was all really good. Yeah.
So with the need to make the changes and that, do you think it was like something that just like a slow rumble or did it was like a lightning bolt, just one day that's it, or it just a combination of things that led to
it? Yeah, it was definitely a slow rumble and a combination of other things. And I actually, I fought it for a while. I really resisted making those changes. And I think for me it was last year doing a course with Vanessa Talbot that I realised, yeah, I can't keep resisting. I can't keep hiding. I've got to get out there and share what I'm doing.
So once you made the decision to get out there and do what you love, have you had some challenges that have made you feel like throwing in the towel?
Sometimes when I get challenges, they can make me even more determined, actually. I did have one client that I did throw the towel in with simply because, unfortunately, it wasn't clutter for her. It was quite a severe hoarding issue. And it got to the point where I'd go in and we'd put about three bags full of, and it was just rubbish, into the bin. And next week when I'd go back, she had gone through the bin after I'd left and put it all back. So at that time I was working with a company that assisted people with issues. She had health issues and some mental health issues. And I just had to say to them, look, she's actually, this is beyond my scope of practice to work with her. She needs some more sort of professional psychological help. But I kind of still enjoy the challenge of trying to figure out how to get there. So she did help me. I mean, the good thing about it is when you get those challenges, you do grow. You grow from and learn, and you develop different ways of doing things. So that's what I love about it, you know.
Yeah, I love that. So what keeps you putting one foot in front of another? Is it like a big grand vision or is it out of necessity?
Partly out of necessity. I've got to put the bread on the table. But the other thing is too, I'm very passionate about the environment. Mm-hmm. And by helping people declutter and lose that need to constantly fill their spaces with stuff, it's helping them the you know, it is helping the environment and leaving a better place, hopefully for my grandchildren and their children, etc. So yeah, I see so many people these days struggling financially, and yet they still keep buying more stuff. And it really is, you know, they feel that they've got to have 5 different lunch boxes for their kids because that's what the other kids in the class have got, whereas really one lunch. If you're one lunch box, you've only got one lunch box to find, get out of the school bag, wash and get ready for the next day. Whereas if you've got 5 different lunch boxes, it's amazing how they kind of migrate to the cupboard in the bedroom, and all of a sudden you get this weird smells coming out of the cupboard.
Mm. Remember those? Yeah.
Or even in the car.
Yes. Yeah. It's a bit of a materialistic world, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, yeah. And I think all that adds to the stress as well, because if you're constantly running around trying to find that where that smell's coming from, or that lunchbox, or that something that you've misplaced amongst all the other stuff, it's stressful, especially if you've got an important meeting to go to or a client to see or something like that. It's stressful.
Yeah. Do you find, like, clients, once they do simplify their lives by decluttering, and that they just have a whole different take on life?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can see that they're happier in their own lives as well. And they just sort of go, oh, I've just got all this extra time and it's great because I'm not yelling at the kids anymore, because I give them tools and techniques as well as to how to teach the kids to clean up after themselves or be more organised. And so, because I believe if a child's old enough to get a toy out, it's old enough to put it away. If you've got a 2 or 3-year-old, they might need some help, and training, well, this goes in that toy box or this goes in that toy box. So, you know, if you train your kids early and guarantee your kids' partners will thank you for it later on in life.
So do you have like an ignition point when things have really started taking off for you? Because I know that you're in the book Extraordinary Businesswomen. Is that like one of your ignition points?
I'd say that was my, yeah, definite big ignition point for me. And which coincided with the end of Vanessa's course. So that was kind of like, it just reinforced everything I'd learnt with Vanessa. And the book certainly made it easier for me to talk about what I do. And, people who have read my story in the book have gone, wow, really? And I mean, yeah. And they sort of go, I know someone that needs their house decluttering. It's funny how people always know someone that's whose house needs cluttering, but usually once you dig deep, it's their own, or they're worried, you know. So, and I've done a couple of workshops or talks to women's groups where I've discussed what their clutter may be saying about them or their business, and they kind of like, yeah, that's a real eye-opener for them when we get down to that. Because let's face it, if you're, well, it doesn't have to be a woman, but if you're in business and someone comes in to see you, and I know your table's piled high, there's papers falling out of the filing cabinet, that's worst case scenario, and you go, oh, just a minute, give me 5 minutes and I'll find that bit of paper, you're going to wonder, well, hang on a minute, especially, you know, if you're like this, what are you going to do with my money or my information or whatever? And it's possibly, you know, people might think twice about coming back to you.
Mm. Yeah, it's a much more professional look if you know where things are.
Yeah, and two, if you've got to ask for that person for an extra 5 or 10 minutes, you don't know how precious their time is. You don't know how, you know, are you going to make them run late for the rest of their day? And so you've got that snowball effect.
Definitely. So have you had new possibilities open up for you?
Not at this point. I've got one possibility of being on a board as a board member and just help with the organisational side of it, but I can't really say any more about that because at the moment it's all in the pipeline. But yeah, so that's fantastic. And I feel that I'm looking at actually hoping to be asked to be a guest speaker at a business women's group that I've belonged to a couple of down here, and so I'm looking at getting speaking up in those as well. So yeah, so possibilities are there. It's looking for them and grabbing them.
Yeah, and using those connections that you've made throughout.
The
programs, yeah.
Yeah. There is actually one possibility that has opened up with a real estate agent actually, and that was from a big business where we, or a breakfast meeting where we all had to get up and speak about what we did. And the lady came over to me afterwards and said, "We need you." From a real estate perspective, when clients are selling houses, because they'll listen to someone else rather than us, and we say they need to declutter their homes.
Yeah, great opportunity.
yeah.
So what's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
Looking forward to being able to travel with my business and what I do, because it's something I can do anywhere, because clutter's clutter, it doesn't matter where you live. decluttering the southwest of WA at the moment. Next year, who knows, it might be the world.
That's it, take on the world. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, let's have a bit of a change of pace. Let's do a speed round.
Okay.
What's your favourite book?
At the moment, it's The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari.
Like that one.
Yeah. So,
do you have a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
I have two. That would be Vanessa Talbot. Mm-hmm. She would be my most recent one. And the other one is a lady called Jill Skier, who started me on my journey, really, when I was in a very deep, dark place.
And what about a daily ritual that works best for you?
Plan the night before. So for me, everything's ready. Like, I've usually got my clothes ready for the following day. Then when I get up, it's always I like to go and put the kettle on to make my morning cup of tea. I sort of like don't do anything before I've had that. So while the kettle's boiling, I go back, make my bed, and then when the kettle's boiled, I enjoy my first cup of tea, and usually have a quick flip through Facebook just to see what messages and that are there, and then shower and on with the second cup of tea and breakfast, and then on with the day.
Oh, I like it.
I'm definitely not one for exercise first thing in the morning.
Do you have a favourite food?
I love a good old home-cooked soup with some nice fresh artisan bread. It's my comfort food.
Oh, it's good weather for it now too, coming in.
Yeah.
Do you like the country or the city?
I prefer the country.
What's your biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change in their life?
I think before you not buy that next thing for your house or that next piece of clothing for your wardrobe, as us ladies tend to do, is ask yourself, do I really need it, and how's it going to enhance my life?
So if you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
Oh, I would go back and definitely trust in myself more and not be afraid to do what I want, to follow my own heart as opposed to what everyone else wanted me to do.
Mm, yeah, that's so true too, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your valuable time today, Jill.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
You can contact me on my Facebook page, Clear Your Space, or just me on Facebook, which is Jill Hartley. yeah, that'd be the best two places to contact me at this point.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that today, Jill.
Thank you, Leanne.
Well, there you go, Igniters. Jill Hartley, the declutter queen. I love how she shares where she came from a place of workplace bullying to now using her natural affinity with decluttering. To get in touch with Jill, go to her Facebook pages, Jill Hartley, or Clear Your Space. For more information about myself and how you become unstuck or be assisted to move from where you are to where you want to be, go to ignitepodcast.com.